Welcome to the Ether. Today is Friday, December 17th, 2021. This chat was recorded from the AR Alpha Share Discord. It is the Lunar Assistant AMA, hosted by yours truly, Finn Martin. Let's take a listen. We got Archangel Raphael in the background here running some ops. We got Elo from Gravidal with us. What's good, Elo?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Good to have you. If you are watching this live, you can check out Elo's screen there, and he'll be showing us a little pitch deck, little PowerPoint. What'd you make this in? Is that PowerPoint? Is that Google Slides? What is this? It's nice.
Figma.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys like the Figma over here in Terra, I see. I'm a Google Slides kind of guy. I like them super simple. Real plain, but this is nice. So before we put out a form that had some questions, do you want to do some of those first and then we'll get into the slides? Or do you want to show your slides first? You can show your slides first.
I'm going to show the slides because the questions are sort of answered in there. So.
Oh, well, perfect.
Yeah, right.
Well, the floor is yours, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. Right, so we've got the lunar system.
Did you have your robots make this, or did you actually make this?
No, I had the robots make it.
That's nice.
I mean, come on. We'll do it like this. Mm.
Yeah, it looks good.
So, right, for the people who are watching, I've had the question, just to go over the questions, right? One of them was when airdrop. I think that's a classic one. When multi-chain, yeah. Then a question about the utilities, maybe directed towards the holders who won't be running their own server. When multi-wallet was a question, and yeah, like what is the value for the average NFT holder, right? So to boil it down, for the average holder, the bet you're making is on the expansion of the Terra ecosystem. And Lunar Assistant right now is a Discord bot, right? So it allows you to unlock the value of your community. Because obviously, if you're a protocol, what you're bringing to the community is value to them. But the community in itself is valuable to the protocol. And we know in crypto, communities are really important, right? Especially in the NFT space. A project will sort of fall or prevail depending on the community engagement. And so Lunar Assistant is playing a vital role in that. Why? Well, you know, it allows for gatekeeping of the community, meaning that you can set up private channels for your holders and create a trusting environment where only like the OGs or the ones who have an NFT can come and can listen in on what's going on, can see the progress of the team, can chat with the team, can do polls on the direction the team should take. And at the same time, it acts as a spam reduction filter, right? Because you can't have a bot hold an NFT. And the many spam accounts that do occur, like they also won't have the NFT. So you're creating a spam reduction filter for your private channels. And in extension, if you'd have your server set up in such a way that all of the channels require some kind of holding you know, whether it be just a token or an NFT, you could essentially guard your entire server against spam.
So just to interrupt real quick, would that only works until the bots get wallets attached to them, and then people start figuring out all they have to do is put an NFT in the bot's wallet and then they're good to go. And then I assume you guys will figure something else out after that. It's kind of an endless game of whack-a-mole, right? Just like normal spam, email spam. Like, you never catch it all. It just, you can catch what you can and then deal with the rest.
Well, it's true to some extent, but it would be a very costly operation if you'd have to like buy an NFT for the bot, right? And then, you know, have the bot like maybe like manually sign the transaction to link your Discord ID to your wallet address. So I think it's, you know, it's a very large workaround. We haven't seen any bots do that. Probably because it's just easier to raid servers who don't have any protection at all.
Right, right. That makes sense. And it is true. It's not just any NFT, right? It has to be the NFT that's set for that particular server. Because in my head, I was like, oh, they could just make a quick NFT and send it to the bot and then be fine. But no, they have to actually buy one from that server, which if bots want to start buying NFTs, then cool, right?
Yeah, I mean that would raise the floor price, I guess.
Right.
But yes, exactly. You set a rule for a specific NFT contract, so it's not just any NFT. It's the NFT that the community server has decided to use.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I was being dumb.
What it also allows is to unlock the community value. You need input from the community, right? And one way of doing that is just through chat messages. And sort of an organic appreciation of what they're saying. Another way to do that is to do voting or polling, right? And so Lunar Assistant sort of allows collective governance through weighted voting using tokens or NFTs and the ability to vote on Discord itself, which is really neat for users because they don't have to leave the Discord environment, which a lot of people are used to Discord environments, and they can just do it on Discord, right? And in extension to that, like, what is Lunar Assistant offering to the protocol owners? It's a really user-friendly interface, right? So right now we have a very good guide on Gitbook. We have some basic slash commands you can use in Discord. And then in Q1, there's going to be a dashboard where you can manage your voting and your role administration. So even right now, it's so easy that hardly anyone comes to us to ask, like, how do I install this? We just point them towards the guides, and then we just say, like, it's really easy. You'll be able to figure out, and they do, right? So that's good. So there's this user-friendly interface. Then there's the cross-chain compatibility, since Lunar Assistant set up in such a way that you can connect any chain to the Lunar Assistant and use tokens from any chain, right? So right now we're connected to the Terra chain. Then the one we're working on right now is Secret Network support. And we've had a couple of people ask for Solana support. So it's something we can add. It doesn't take a whole lot of time. It just depends on the demand, really.
Now, have y'all thought about creating one for Telegram also? It seems like communities are basically split between Discord and Telegram. And it seems like, I mean, some of us do, you know, we go between both because we have to. But a lot of just the normal users seem to kind of be loyal to their platform, whether that be Discord or Telegram. And I've heard this come up in a couple other spaces where people were saying that they'll be able to do all this voting and stuff in Discord. And then somebody raised their hand. And they're like, well, what about us in Telegram that don't use Discord? And then they don't really know what to do. Will there be some sort of connector or just a straight up Telegram bot at some point to kind of take care of the rest of the people?
Yeah, there will be. So that's, you know, late Q1 or Q2, We're looking to involve Telegram in a variety of ways, and I'll get into it later. But yeah, I think, you know, for voting, we'll have to figure out how to do it on Telegram. But we've got some partnerships who are familiar with Telegram, so I don't think it's going to be a very big work to port it over to Telegram. And for certain, for notifications on voting updates, proposal updates, Telegram is definitely going to be available.
Very cool. That's just something I keep seeing, that and you don't really see people kind of going between both unless, like I said, they really have to. So that would be super slick.
So to continue, like, another reason why people are enjoying Lunar Assistant is it's an open source project, right? So the GitHub is completely open. In a sense, you could fork it if you wanted to. And the open source project, combined with the fact that the basic features of Lunar Assistant, which exists now, they're completely free of charge. And that is something that a lot of people don't recognize is a very big value for the Terra ecosystem, since on any other chain, the projects that are providing this kind of service, they all charge a monthly subscription, anywhere between like $30 to, we've seen, up to $300 a month. So, you know, this is something that a lot of people take for granted because they're used to it, right? They're on Terra. They're used to, like, yeah, it's free, right? But that is actually, you know, something really special about the Terra ecosystem. And I think it has to do with the way that the community on Terra is really strong. And so it plays into that. And then last thing is, you know, the customer support, right? So we've got a client server for GravyDAO and a Lunar Assistant, where anyone, they can take a ticket for a bug report. And then most of the times, within a day or two, we get it sorted out if they have some kind of issue. And yeah, I mean, it's almost like a 24/7 customer support, completely free of charge, which is, you know, it's completely stellar, if you ask me, right?
Yeah, that's super handy, having people know that they have a spot they can go to if there's something they can't figure out or that isn't, you know, explained well enough for them in the documentation. I think people just like knowing that it's comforting, you know, that, like, there's a server here with knowledgeable people that are going to be able to, like, get you sorted out.
Yeah, like, it's comforting. It builds a lot of trust. Like, we know all the projects, like, you know, it's so easy for them. It's ridiculous, right? They come to us, or, you know, sometimes they just figure it out on their own. And then a lot of times we don't hear back from them because it's working as intended. So, I'll go over the basics of, Lunar Assistant. So we've covered that, you can get access to your server using dynamic role distributions, which means that you have an NFT. And if you sell it or you trade it, you will lose the role that is configured for this NFT, right? So the way that works is where the Lunar database is connected to two things. It's connected to the on-chain analytics, which does a daily cron job to check if you've traded any. And then it's connected to a node of the different marketplaces, meaning that if you have it in escrow and someone else buys it from you, it will update immediately. So that's one thing. Then we have support for NFTs. So that's CW721 contracts and support for tokens for CW20 tokens. So these are non-native Terra tokens. So all the tokens except for Luna and the stablecoins. And then we have mobile support, which is something we've added because a lot of people wanted that. So now you can connect with Terra Station, or you can connect with using Wallet Connect. And then there's multi-chain support coming, first for Secret Network and then later on for other chains as well. And the way it works is you You have the Lunar application itself, which is not a Discord application. So we call that the Lunar database, which will in the future be connected to Motoko, the governance platform. And then the Lunar database interfaces with the Discord assistant, which takes care of Discord itself. And so in the future, if you're talking about a Telegram integration, it just means creating a bot for Telegram and then linking to the Lunar database. So it's a modular system, which means that it's very easy to change modules and expand the system. Go ahead, Flynn. Throw me some dumb questions.
Will the bot be able to make coffee if I have a smart enabled internet coffee maker? Like how far do these, you said dumb question. That's the first one I could think of. If, say I have a smart coffee maker, eventually will the Internet of Things be able to communicate with my Lunar Assistant bot in sort of a Rosie the Jetsons kind of way, or what are we thinking here?
That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. So maybe we can set it up. The machine will make you a coffee. If that NFT you've been wanting to sell for a long time actually gets sold.
The Internet of Things is no joke.
So taking a look at people who are using it, right? So we have 75 servers connected. We have 55 servers who are actively using it. And about 8,000 registered users, and like that's growing daily. So I think 2 weeks ago we had 40 active servers and about 7,000 users. So it's expanding, which is really cool to see. And you know, basically all the projects are using it. So Galactic Punks, Terra Whales, Luna Bulls, Lavana, Crunk, Space Lou, Derby Stars, Terra Bots, Monstera, Terrans, Wagmi Monkeys, and then, you know, a lot of others as well, right? And in terms of who are we partnering with, so there's something very cool coming up for Galactic Punks, which it isn't an official announcement yet, but that's going to be something called Cosmos Pass, which means that not only will your Discord be able to be connected to Lunar Assistant, but also your Twitter profile, which means that if you it would be able to verify if the PFP you have on Twitter is actually owned by you.
Well, that's pretty cool. I don't really see very many servers these days that don't have that sort of verification set up in them. I don't know if that's just the projects that I'm going into their servers on, or if that you've just basically covered them all. The list here looks like you've basically covered them all. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And to circle back to the Cosmos Pass, so this will serve as your Terra ecosystem ID, right? But it's not a KYC ID. It's an ID that's connected to your Discord handle or your Twitter handle, right? And that in itself will allow other things as well. For example, something for Minerva, right? We were talking with Minerva and the way they want to set up their DAO. Which is going to be something where if you have a Minerva token, you get a role on Discord, right? And then this role will grant you one vote weight. Then there's people who are actively involved in their collective to various degrees, right? So we've got the active community members, and then we have something similar to a council of sorts. And their idea was like, can we do something where the role holders or the token holders, they have a vote count of one, then the active community members, they have a vote count of two, and the people who are on the council, they have a vote count of three, right? So this is going to be really easy to set up with the Cosmos Pass and Lunar Assistant. And it basically means that you'll be able to vote in a weighted manner, even without having any kind of tokens for your specific project. So for example, here on AR's AlphaShare Discord server, we'll be able to set up a system, even with like experience points, if that's required, where they'll be able to do weighted voting without Raphael having to mint his own token.
Oh, that's cool. So it'll work with other ones. I like that way. Because, yeah, not all these Discord servers need their own token. I'm sure not all of them want to deal with having their own tokens. So I think that would be a really nice way to be able to deal with that. I also was recording the staking validator space, and they brought up an interesting point as far as votes and weighting. And you have votes that are weighted by like how much holdings you have, you know, like a financial weight of sorts, but they said there's no like intelligence weight, you know, like the people that are in the community that are like big brains and like helping people, you know, like people like CeFi and Poppy and stuff like that. Like they were trying to figure out a way to be able to weight those votes in a way that kind of shows, you know, how much that they're giving back to the community versus the amount of intelligence that is being displayed in those answers, I guess. And this almost seems like once you start tying it to Twitter and these other social networks, you can start almost building like a reputation point system, basically. There's probably a better way to name that, but like it seems like you could really start enabling these DAOs to do voting on utilizing that system as well, instead of just like, okay, how many NFTs do you hold? How many Luna do you hold? All right, here's your five votes or whatever. It's like, no, how much have you given back to the community via helping educate people and you know, raising everybody up and stuff? I think that would be a really cool way to be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are looking into that. So reputation voting is not a new thing.
Right.
But we don't have it on Terra right now. It's possible. And it's something a couple of projects have been asking us to develop. And so that's something that is going to be available through Lunar Assistant and Motoko as a governance platform. I can actually go into it.
Nice. Do you want to see, we have some listeners now. Does anybody have any questions for Elo before we kind of continue on with the slideshow? Definitely just unmute yourself and speak up if you got a question. We'll give you a minute here. No, all right. I think you're covering it well then. No questions. Awesome. Go ahead and continue on. And yeah, if you guys have any questions, just like holler and we'll get to you.
Good. So Lunar Assistant right now is a singular tool. It's a Discord bot, right? But Lunar Assistant in the future is going to be a module of a platform, a governance platform. This is really important to remember or like see that this is just like a small stepping stone, if you will. So in the future, people are using Lunar Assistant and they have the Lunar Assistant NFT. This NFT will act as a license key for these communities to harness the full power of their community, which that's the value that the community is to the protocol. And so they need a way to use that, right? So the way that's going to work is, right, just from Lunar Assistant, looking at that, we have a dashboard for Lunar Assistant where people can manage their roles and set up governance. They can vote on Discord, right? Then we have custom logic for defining roles. So right now we have, you hold this NFT, you get this role. But in the future, we're going to have, you hold this NFT and you hold this NFT, well, you get this role. If you hold only this one NFT, you'll get another role, right? So there's custom logic coming into play there. And Lunar Assistant will then be a module connected to Motoko, the governance platform. And so right here, you can sort of see the top level architecture. And I'll try to go through it and get you to understand. So you're a user. you're coming to Motoko platform and you're entering what is called the heart of Motoko, which is the user interface. So it's like Snapshot. You've got a dashboard with all the collectives, the DAOs listed there, a list of proposals, and you can connect using your wallet. You can connect using your Cosmos Pass and have sort of a user profile on Motoko. Then you vote on Motoko. There's someone creating a proposal. You vote on it. That triggers an action to an external wallet, you know, a multi-signature wallet, or an action to an external protocol. For example, changing the yield on Apollo DAO, for example, right? That's something called, it uses storage proxies. And then this is a modular system, right? So this user interface is connected to the backend. This is called the Cortex Motoko backend. And using, to circle back to the reputation stuff, right? Using a software development kit called the Cortex SDK, projects will be able to create their own reputation systems. So when you say, like, we need something to measure intelligence, like that, you know, it sort of raises alarm bells. Because, like, wait a minute, why should they have more of a say, right? But it depends on what you're voting for. And if we look at Reserve DAO, for example, they have different councils set up. And a council has a certain district that he can vote on. And there's a community council, and then there's a technical council. And depending on where you are, you can vote on different proposals and your vote weight will be different. So I think in an ideal scenario, it's not going to be that it becomes a technocratic society where only the smart people or only the, like, the influencers on Twitter get a vote, right? Because that wouldn't be fair, at least in my estimation. But what is possible is that you have a hybrid system and you say, like, if you have a token, you'll get a certain proportion of weight in this vote. So that is for investors or people who have financial capacity, right? Then another vote weight will be your community engagement. And that could be through an XP system on Discord or through a manual system where you as a project owner hand out reputation tokens or reputation points to people who complete certain tasks, right? And then we have a more sort of fair way of looking at it where the people who buy into it and cap it but don't have the time to fully engage, they do have a vote. And the people who don't have the financial capacity to buy a lot of tokens, they also have a way to vote, right?
Yeah, and I think that was more focused on the staking and validators problem that they were discussing. So I assume that each kind of use case will have its own set of criteria and everything. Obviously, you don't need things that you would need in a staking validator kind of DAO vote in like a Discord DAO vote for an NFT project or something like that. But I think it is very important to be able to pull as much data points in when you're making those decisions as possible. And this hybrid system definitely sounds like it's doing that.
Yeah. And I think the reason came up on the validator because Bappy had a proposal for a tax system. So basically a system which it records your transactions on chain. So you put in your wallet address and then it will print out a tax receipt. And he was applying for a grant to fund the development and all systems were good to go, but there was a very big whale and I'm not sure if they figure out who it was. But he basically stopped the proposal because of his huge financial weight. And I think they wanted to have a way to mitigate this risk where one big whale can sort of decide what happens with the community war chest.
Yeah, that's super important, especially when most of us are not giant whales in the ecosystem. So to always get our dreams crushed by those above us, you know, it would be nice to have a robot coming to our aid.
Yeah, and the fun thing is about, you know, there's two ways to do voting, right? There's on-chain governance contracts, and there's off-chain voting. So if you look at Ethereum, the off-chain voting platforms like Snapshot and Vote with Tally, they are the most popular ones. And the reason is pretty simple. There's like two main reasons. One, it is very costly to do transactions on Ethereum. So if you do it off-chain, it doesn't take the cost that is necessary to do it on-chain. The other is, doing it off-chain allows you to have way more flexibility in what you want to do, since you don't need to write a contract for each kind of governance system that you want to set up. So that makes it a lot easier. So then if we look at Motoko, how is it working? Well, it takes on-chain data, right? So that is verified data, either through the Lunar Assistant database or through Flipside Crypto, where you have like aggregated data points like the Lunatic score, for example. Then it's processed off-chain, and that allows the platform to be cross-chain, because now you have an off-chain backend system which can interface with different chains at the same time. So you could even imagine having a vote that involves, for example, Secret Network and Terra, that we set up a proposal where you can vote with Luna or Secret Token. Even though they're on different chains, you'll be able to use both of those tokens, collecting the data on-chain. So that's happening off-chain, and then it triggers an action which is on-chain again, right? So either changing a parameter somewhere or releasing funds on-chain. So that allows it to be a very flexible system which you can expand as the community sees fit. And it can encompass, you know, any kind of chain in the end, right?
Any questions from the gallery so far?
No questions.
No, I think you're doing good explaining it.
I'll have a question for them soon, so.
Perfect.
That's good. So, to sort of tie it up, right? And this is mainly for the people who are, they don't have their own server. They don't maybe have the ambition to run their own server. And they're in the Gravidad Discord, which is filling up. And then they might have a question like, why should I buy this Lunar Assistant NFT? Because I'm not going to use it. Now, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. Like, why would you want to buy it as a user? And the reason is pretty simple. It's a really good investment. And I'm not saying this as investment advice, because we're not allowed to do that. But if you think about it, right, this is a bet on the growth of the Terra ecosystem. So right now we have 55, I think we last measured last week, we had 55 servers using it. They're all going to want to use these features once they roll out, right? So some of them, because we have a conference call next week with the biggest ones, they're going to be using it first, and then the smaller ones will sort of see that and realize like, oh, actually, we'd like this too. And they'll need one of these NFTs as a license key. So you're sort of betting on the growth and more servers wanting to use this, first in the Terra ecosystem, then, you know, expanding to Secret Network, then expanding to other Cosmwasm ecosystems, until, you know, we don't know how fast it's going to be, but we do know that it is growing every day. New projects are coming every day on all of these ecosystems. And once we start connected to them, they're going to want this service, right? So we're creating sort of value accrual for the NFT holders through the mass utility that will come with these services. That is the most important one. And that means that you should think of it as a long-term investment. So a lot of NFTs, they, you know, people buy them, then they hope they sort of boom the next week so they can sell it at a 10x profit. Will that happen with the Lunar System NFT? We don't know, right? We don't know. It might not. We don't know. So that's one thing. Then the other is, if you have this NFT, we're keeping a part of the Motoko token supply specifically for the NFT holders, right? And that has two reasons. One, we want to reward the people who were early with us and the people who are helping the community flourish. And we want to reward them with a token which will play a very big role in a piece of infrastructure, right? Because a governance platform is a very vital piece of infrastructure. And second of all, the projects which will want to list proposals on Motoko, they will need to stake an amount of Motoko tokens for that. And so if they have a Lunar Assistant NFT, they'll have the tokens necessary to start doing proposals immediately, right? And so I was running some calculations yesterday, and if we dedicate 0.5% of the total supply to the Lunar System holders, which will be 500 holders or less, you know, depending of how many NFTs people have, that will amount to, because we're running 100 million tokens, so that will amount to 10,000 Motoko tokens for each NFT that you have. So that's a one-time airdrop. And the base price for these tokens is $0.25. So that means that just the airdrop alone will sort of pay for the NFT, which is, it's pretty crazy if you think about it, right? So that means that you buy the NFT, and then presumably in Q2, you'll have an airdrop worth at least the initial amount you paid for. And most likely, if we take a look at the token launches of other projects, it's going to be like a 10x from that. So that in itself is like, it's really amazing, I think, right? And then the last part, why would you want to have this as an average user is, there's a royalty redistribution through NFT staking. So if you have the Lunar System NFT, you can stake it on the dashboard. And then a cut of the royalty fees will go back to you, meaning that the people who are either using it or are just holding it as a long-term investment, they will earn from people who are actively selling the NFT.
You got it all figured out there. I like it. Robots and NFTs, friend.
Robots.
So good.
Yeah, that's right. So I have a question for the people in here. And it's a question we'll probably ask. Hey, Ty. Welcome. Nice to see you again. It's a question we will probably ask in the Gravity Discord, but we were on Crypto Cartographers, hosted by Tawi, on Wednesday, and we were looking at the royalty fees for these NFTs and if the community thinks it's a right amount or not. And so this is really an open question to you. So how it's outlined right now is, if you sell an NFT, there is a 20% royalty fee going through a variety of actors. So that is the marketplace itself, which is a percentage. Then Angel Protocol, because we think that's really important, that's 2%. Then the NFT artist itself, that's another 2%. And now we've got two big numbers. And that is one, the NFT stakers. That will be 10% going to NFT stakers. And then 5% going to the development of... So those are pretty big numbers, right? And we came from 10%, and then now it's become 20%, because people said that, you know, this is different from a flipping NFT. You can charge this much, because the idea is that you do hold it and you do use it. But we do want to ask the question to the community, like, what do you think is fair? We've had some people say, like, maybe you should switch the numbers between what's going to the development of the Lunar Assistant and what is going to the holders, since the better and the faster it gets developed, the more value will come to the holders. And so it makes more sense to switch it around. So this is really an open question to some of you. And you can think about it. You can answer now if you have a question about it. And, you know, we want to make sure that everyone is aligned before we do it. Because post-mint, it won't be able to change, right? It's encoded into the smart contract. So once we mint it, it's definite.
Well, coming from a holder, not a developer point of view, I would like the holders to get more. But that's just me. I do understand that the more you can feed the development, the faster things get developed. I do feel, though, there's certain bottlenecks once you get to a certain point, that no matter how much more money you throw at it, things aren't going to get developed any faster. So I would like to see that percentage lean heavier on the holders, since we're the ones holding your NFT. But yeah, that's just me. If anybody else has any opinions they'd like to holler out now while we have Elo here.
Hey Elo. So have you thought about the idea of it all going to development fund? And it's a slush pool essentially, and you use it as you need it for development. But then at the end of every quarter or at the end of every year, however, whatever is unused by development, because I feel development should be priority anyway, gets given out as a dividend to your investors and holders. It's a very traditional schematic, right? And it's easy to understand.
Yeah, I have thought about it plenty. And I'm glad you're proposing it, because I wasn't going to propose it unless people would ask about it. But it would make it, it would actually make it easier for us as well. Because if we do it like that, and what we could do is it goes to, a war chest. The wallet address is public. People can see how much is in there, how much is going out. We can even, include messages or memos into the TX so people know exactly what it's being used for. And then at the end of every quarter or every month or every year, whatever it is, we just use a Merkle tree airdrop to the holders. That will make it a lot easier on our part, because then we wouldn't need to, because the staking contract, it's obviously, like, normally if you do a contract, you build it, then you test it out, and then ideally you would have it audited. But that is a very long process. And it's, if you want to have it audited by an external company, that is an expensive process as well, right? So, doing it with an airdrop would actually be easier for us. So, yeah, it does make sense.
The one thing I would caution against is the gamification of buying just before the airdrop, then selling, right? So maybe have a holding period as a filtering tool.
Yeah, that makes sense, right? Exactly, because that was one of my concerns also with the Motoko token airdrop, where, I mean, of course, people should be free to do what they do. But yeah, it is sort of concern where people will, I don't know, abuse the airdrops just for the sake of the airdrops. Whereas, you know, it's not meant for that. It's meant to reward people who are with us long term. So yeah, I think that's very important to include. And that might be done through taking a look at the history of the NFT sales, for example. It could be done through a staking contract, because then you can put an unbonding period on it. But then we're running again into the contract. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
What if you call it something else and not an airdrop? I feel like airdrop these days has such a panhandling negative kind of connotation to it. Like, let's call it something else, and then people won't chase it to flip it and drop the chart as soon as they get it, you know?
Sounds good. How would you name it?
I don't know. I just thought of it. let me get some interns fed some mushrooms, and we'll come up with some names for you.
that is a good idea to come up with names, though.
I just feel like as soon as people hear that. Airdrop, they just get it in their head that they're going to get a fat check and they're going to dump it. And then everybody does that. And then it turns into ENS, like from $80 down to what, 40 now? Just getting dumped.
Yeah, that's a really good one. You know, say again?
That's okay. I was just going to make an ENS comment.
All right. yeah, that is pretty neat, because a lot of what we're doing with Motoko and Lunar System is, you know, the names we're using, they're all tied together, right? So the different modules named like the cortex and then the heart and the retinas, like elements of a body, if you will. And then the heart, if you have your own DAO, is going to be a DAO vein, right? Because that is, you know, the heart is pumping blood through the heart vein, and the vein is like carrying oxygen for the community. And then we have the G-Borgs, right, which are the OG members of Gravidao. So I'm gonna have some fun coming up with a name for the non-airdrops.
Ground lifts. That's all I got. That was terrible. You just took the thing and said the opposite of the thing. Awful. Well, cool. Are there any other questions from the group here for Elo about Lunar Assistant or anything he's covered here? I know everybody probably wants to go catch that CeFi Nexus chat that's happening right now.
It's happening right now. Or
it's happening right now. I literally just ran across my studio to the other computer and started recording it after I stopped the white whale recording. It's like one after another today, baby. I need robots.
It's one after another. Yeah. Which is really good. Like, it should be. Go ahead.
Hey, sorry. I haven't been able to participate the way I wanted to in this AMA. So I just wanted to say thanks to those who have joined us, and thanks to those who are going to be listening to the recording later. And, you know, Gravidao as a whole is a project that I'm super excited about, because I've known a lot of the team members for quite some time now. And, everyone's been super nice, super kind. And again, no one gatekeeps on anything. So a lot of information is freely available as long as you go seek it out. So you're always welcome to go to the Discord there on Gravidao and ask them any questions about the project. But overall, I mean, the slide that really hits home for me was the one about, you know, what's the value, the bet on this project, the bet on the community, because that's really what this project is about building communities, especially in the NFT space here. But it's cool to see that it's going to have all these other functionalities like token weighted voting and stuff like that. So it's really, really awesome. But I got to get back to watching the kid here. I just wanted to drop that in there. And thank you to Finn, especially for hosting this. I kind of dropped this on him. and in the future, we'll try to polish up how I do these kinds of things on the server. But this was a good first experience, I feel, overall. So, by the way, those of you who have joined us here in the chat, if you could DM me your Terra wallet address, I have a little gift for you, a show of appreciation for popping in and asking some questions, especially. All right. That's it for me, guys.
thank you. Yeah, and I've got the same, right? So we have Svarna, Barnes, and Ty. Please, yeah, or maybe I'll reach out to Archangel and get her your wallet address. Because we definitely want to do the same kind of thing.
Well, we got some addresses on the form, right? The question form. So we'll send some stuff for them. Did we have any whitelist spots available?
Yeah, we do. So I can add the people who are here and the people who were
check out the recording
questions, and then we have some giveaways as well for the people who showed up.
Awesome.
Hell yeah, this is definitely one of the servers that doesn't live inside of a folder on my Discord, at least, and that's saying something. I got folders in folders, so I definitely consider this my second home when I'm not at Intern Capital. So definitely appreciate Raf having such a cool server set up for us to kick it in.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I really do. I appreciate you, especially keeping up on adding the recordings to that little category channel I made for you. Makes it easy for me. I just go right there and listen to them.
For real. That's the first spot I hit when I get one posted. I go there and then I go to Intern Cap and then I hit Twitter. So I definitely
let's go. Awesome.
Hell yeah. Well, cool. Thanks everybody for joining us. Definitely we'll have the recording up probably later tonight because I've got like several more recordings to do today. So once those are all done, I can get them edited and up on terraspaces.org. And if you got any questions for any of us, we're always hanging out in all of these servers that we see you all in. So just reach out. We're always there. Elo, thank you, bud.
Peace. Nah, thank you. I mean, it's amazing, really, both of you. Yeah.
And thank your robots. My ship is functioning top notch since you all fixed it. It was such a fun episode.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the Nexus one and check that out.
Yeah, we'll see y'all in space. Peace out. Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was a Alpha Share Discord chat with Lunar Assistant, little AMA, hosted by yours truly, Finn Martin. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. On a little cosplay, Broadway all day, looking like the wrong way. Resuscitating major players in the waiting room, sifting through the paperwork while I be debating fools. Breaking rules, breaking bad, like we always wait for doom. Slayed a few in my early years off beneath the shroom. Sitting in the dark, waiting for the daily news to let us know what we should believe as the latest truth. Stay aloof, writing rhymes in the studio, trying to keep it well lit like filming a movie role. Sorting through support from your endorsements, of course, we're tripping balls, handing reports it. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of pack of heads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Big thinking energy.
always gets the best of me. When I kick it in the lab, messing with new recipes. Gotta mix and match, flip the latch, letting rhythm scratch. Dope shit, spitting facts with my vision smash. Big drip aristocrats, dishing out a list of trash. Missing wisdom, this fish is too big to catch. Better let the missus know where you hit the stash. Watch your next step, bro, before you hit the traps. Walking on eggshells, tripping over landmines. And I'm about done dealing with these damn lies. Man, I'm looking at this planet like a franchise. Chastised into digging holes in the back nine. The latest proof ain't a way to move, chase a view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2.
Two spaces.